This is Marina Pacini interviewing Hope Mackler for the Archives of American Art. It is Tuesday, November 28th, 1989, and the interview is being conducted at Mrs. Mackler's home in Philadelphia. My first question is, could you tell me a little bit about your family background, your parents' occupation, where you were born, when you were born, about your early days?
Born March 24th, 1924. My father's business was the shoe business. My mother was, I guess, what would be today characterized as a homemaker. I was born in Philadelphia and have always lived in Philadelphia.
Did either one of your parents have an interest in art?
My mother was extremely gifted, both in the ability with her hands, and I believe she really had the capacity of what we talk about now, to see. She did, except for her skills were more in working with her hands. She did not paint or sculpt, but I think anything that she touched had a sense of style to it. The way she dressed, any kind of homemaking crafts bore an imprint, I think, of real talent.
Mm-hmm. Was there any art in your home when you grew up?
I guess it was more in the realm of decorative arts than fine arts. Whether you can say a sense of style of coverings for furniture or that furniture which was selected, mm-hmm. I think showed great taste.
Mm-hmm. Where did the interest in art come from? When did it start?
As in my life, most of the things that have spurred me on have come from Paul, and Paul is my husband, has always been. His official title is Dr. Paul Todd Mackler. He is a medical doctor, but a man of many, many interests. He went to the Barnes Foundation, and after he completed the two-year course, suggested that I attend also, which I did.
What year did he start his studies there?
I think he was 53 to 55, mm-hmm. and I was then 55 to 57.
And had he, what prompted him to go to the Barnes Foundation?
I don't know how he does it, but he seems to have more hours in the day than other people, because while he had one of the busiest practices in Philadelphia, he also succeeded in making the Olympic team and then decided to take piano lessons. He took piano lessons with an artist by the name of Ralph Berkowitz, who had a year sabbatical from being the accompanist of the cellist Gregor Piatigorsky. Ralph decided to spend his year going to the Barnes Foundation. And when Paul would go for his piano lessons, it seemed a pleasanter thing to do to discuss art rather than to listen to Paul play the piano. And Paul would have that wonderful question of, there has to be more to it than I like it. And Ralph suggested that Paul go to the Barnes Foundation and find out the answer to that question.
So Paul hadn't really had any sort of art training or studies before this point. This was...
No.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Okay. Can you talk about your experiences at the Barnes Foundation, what it was like to study there, the kinds of things you were taught, what Miss DeMasia was like?
I guess I've met two truly remarkable women in my life. One is Violet DeMasia, and the other is Stella Kramersch, the curator of Indian art at the Philadelphia Museum of Art, who was at Paul's and my teacher in graduate school at Penn. The Barnes Foundation simply opened our eyes and opened our world, and obviously has influenced our world